Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Wow, that was Jorge Reyes, yeah, from an album called Pre-Hispanico. That was the music that used to be played by the natives in Latin America and South America, well, Latin American as well, before the conquerors, you know, before the invaders turned up. And they're always from Europe, can you mean? Now it's our turn to come and invade Europe. We were invaded by Europeans, you know, now we third world come to invade Europe. And that is happening, actually, it's happening. Anyway, amigos, yeah, that was Jorge Reyes dedicating this music to the pre-Spanish era, before the, as I said, before the conquest, as they call it, conquest, New World. What New World? We were there. We were there before. Well, actually, I wasn't. Well, actually, I'm so old that I feel like I was there myself. And I read the real history of the natives, you know, the aborigines of the Third World, you know, South America. And apparently, you know, yeah, well, we all know that Christopher Columbus was just fake, you know. He was, all these things that he did, they were all rigged, as my boy says. Oh, it's all rigged. Right. Right, yes, it was all to, from Italy, and he was killing and slavering people for the Spanish. What? You see what I mean? Even then, foreigners working for other people, you know what I mean? So what's the big deal right now? You know? That's how the world's been always, okay? And, right, let me remind you one more time about the, what's happening on the Wednesday. I want to read this out, you know, from Angelina, my compadre's daughter, and little Sergio. Celebrating the life of Sergio Ernesto Contreras. You see how revolutionary my compadre was? Ernesto Che Guevara. Wow. Sergio Ernesto Contreras. We will always remember that name. Please join us this week on Wednesday, the 8th of October, in person, online at 2 p.m. UK time. 1 p.m., his journey home to the earth begins from Gun Road, Glitless. That's in Sheffield, S14. The service at 2 o'clock will be at Upnall Natural Burial Ground in Drumfield, S18 4BD. Online live streaming link, www.funeralsstreaming.co.uk/watch56371. I think, well, actually, I've shared this to Facebook, this message, so I think most people would have it. But in case you don't have it, up past 3 until late, the celebration of life at the corporation. That was one of our favorite clubs. You know, we used to end up there on a Monday because it was like kind of, I don't know, Monday was good, packed. That place was packed all the time, you know. And I remember that we went to see the Doors there with Ian Asprey, the lead singer from The Cult, obviously because Jim wasn't there. And, yeah. So, celebration of life at the Corporation Sheffield S1 with live music from Group Luma, Chilean guys, Dan Milson, Spanish, English, Italian, Rob Binney, and a special open mic hosted by the legendary Stephen Delaney. You have taken earth, you have taken dust, and truly converted it into priceless. And tributes tonight, as I've been doing so far, you know, Latino Dimes on Sheffield Live, okay? And, the Steamworks, Stephen Delaney's open mic jam sessions, Mondays from 8 till 11. So tonight, from 8 till 11, and he will be paying some respect, you know, some tribute to our friend Sergio. So there you go. And that was for me that is the very important, you know, that the people turn up and say goodbye to our friend, because he's still in our spirits, you know, he's still with us, he's still in spirit, you know, in our heart, in our thoughts, right? He taught me a lot. You know, he taught me how to be a waiter, to be honest. I was just a student, man, kind of like as your students do with a grant, you know, not really having time enough to go on holiday, go party, or anything. So I started working as a waiter. I started pole washing. I was studying all week, you know, from Monday to Friday. And then Friday evening, you know, I would go to meet my friend, you know, and he would take me to restaurants and introduce me to the owners and managers, you know, and I'll be washing pots. I didn't need training to wash pots. I had to be told, you know, what detergent the washing liquid to use and so on. That was easy, the easy part. But my compadre said to me, why don't you come and work in front with me, you know? And I said, well, I've got no idea how to be a waiter, you know? So he said, no worries, man. No worries, you know, because he never worried. So he taught me that day, no, don't worry, man. Just come to the front and I'll show you how to do this stuff. And his teaching was so perfect, so clear, you know, that I thought, wow, man, this is easy. So I carried on with my courses, my college, you know, and then I went to the Polytechnic. But at the weekend, as I said, you know, was being a waiter. And that was the job that actually lasted me longest. Believe you me, brothers and sisters out there. I studied photography, graphic design, communication art, all these things. And all those things didn't last me very long. You know, jobs were there for a little while, then, oh, sorry, no more. Papa, we got a computer now that's taking over, so we don't need any more people, but so on. So technology affected me in that situation, okay? And, because they'd rather have a computer than having a person getting paid, you know, a salary or a wage. You know, the computer, all you got to do is just plug it in. You know what I mean? Maintenance probably occasionally, you know, but not a regular payments, you know, like wages and salaries. So anyway, that's the difference, right? So, yeah, for example, that when I go to the supermarket, you know, and there's no cashiers there, you know, and we have to go to these machines there. You have to put these things through and, you know, I hate it because obviously, you know, I get confused, you know, you press here, press there, but boom, are you ready to pay? Have you got a membership card, a club card? And, oh, wow, man, what's the matter with you people? When I don't want to talk to people. I made a lot of friends, you know, in Sainsbury's, all supermarkets, you know, cashiers. A lot of friends, you know, and they will happen to know somebody else that I know and so on. So it was socializing, you know, being friendly with each other. And me and my compadre, we share that thought. We share that feeling, you know, that we should be, it's like going to play music somewhere, you know, and you're gonna listen to a guy playing a laptop, you know, all night long. You know, what's that about? I could do that stuff myself. You know, the art of music. We used to talk about this. The art of music is to actually be on a stage with an instrument and play the instrument. The art of music on stage, a band, bass guitar, lead guitar, I don't know, maybe keyboards and drums, and a singer actually doing it. No auto-tune, nothing. Not, technology is there to provide you with the power to plug in your instruments and give your best out of what you know, singing, playing guitar, or whatever instrument you're into. This is what we share with my amigo. And that's why he's going to be with me forever, because every time I go to see a concert, I'll be there. You know, he will be next to me. You know, we'll be there together. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you another something a bit different to what I've just been talking about. And it's a very ridiculous thing that I'm sure we would have agreed to this as well. It's to do with that. It's an article in one of the newspapers that mentions the introduction of Tony Blair for peace. You know, and the title is "Pressing Pause on Marches: Is Blair the Man for Peace Plus Older Habits?" Right, the answer is somebody wrote to the newspaper and wrote, The notion that Tony Blair could play a central role in bringing peace to Gaza is frankly absurd. What makes it worse is that this idea comes from Donald Trump, who has referred to Blair as a good man, good for war and destruction, perhaps. That's certainly how many people, myself included, see him. Blair is in line to lead a post-war transitional authority under the U.S. president's proposed peace plan. When I read this, this person who wrote to the newspaper, he says, when I read this, my reaction was to wonder whether it was April Fool's Day, and we can't just blame Trump. This isn't the first time Blair has been handed such a role. Back in 2007, he was appointed Middle East envoy for the so-called quartet, the UN, EU, US, and Russia. In a move that was deeply insulting to the region, considering it came just after Western forces had devastated Iraq in a war based on lies. Gaza is Palestinian land. The West has no legitimate right to interfere in Palestinian affairs. One can only wonder how different things might have been if this constant meddling hadn't plagued the region for decades. Perhaps Palestinians could have governed their own land in peace without needing to be in a constant state of military preparedness to defend against aggression. You see, this is really, really sad thing, you know, because, I mean, Tony Blair, oh, come on, man. What's the matter with these people? This world is upside down. I keep saying that all the time, you know, because it is. Whatever you turn, it's something like, oh, my God, how? Really? Then you look down, you go, oh, my God. Oh, no, really? Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? All these things are happening right now. And there are so many naive people, innocent people there. Some of them are innocent, some of them are just plain ignorant who don't want to know, right? And I refer to all those, when you see something on Facebook or something about the Gaza Strip with children being shot and children with legs missing and parts of the body missing, you know, and you get these little figures, you know, somebody put a laugh. You know, somebody laughing. What kind of people are those who laugh at these kind of things? Oh, yeah, we got the theater again. Who is the biggest drama queen in this situation right now? Who? Who claims the victims, being the victims? Oh, we are the victims of Hamas. Hamas is attacking us. Hamas is doing this. Hamas is doing that. I asked the same question before. How did Hamas manage to get through the most secure region in the Middle East with the most sophisticated and advanced technology in security cameras everywhere? And these guys just rode their little bikes on, you know, two on each bike, hang gliding. How do you don't detect that, you know? So, it's a bit suspicious, this situation. You know what I mean? Because one of the reasons, in fact, is to flatten the whole of Gaza and rebuild luxury hotels, seaside resorts, rich people living there. You know, that's why they want to get rid of the people. They want to get rid of the buildings because they don't give a damn about blowing up a building because they know they've got that plan in the head, you know, to rebuild the whole thing. And fortunately, I found out that one of my favorite actors, Leonardo DiCaprio, was planning to build a luxury hotel on the Gaza Strip once the job is done. That's how it said. Once the job is done. What do you mean, once the job is done? This is what Trump has been saying. We got to finish the job. Netanyahu also. Finish the job. You know the number of countries in the world who are actually opposing this idea. But these people carry on with the killing, with the bombing of Gaza Strip. So all these things, you know, me and my compadre, we used to talk about this situation, and we used to say, you know, all we got to do is just like, if we got the chance to actually mention it to anyone, let's do it, man. Let's tell people, you know, the truth about this whole thing, you know, because people are being cheated, you know, they're being lied to by the media, because the media is controlled by the Zionists, you know. It's all to do with Zionists, you know. And I think that the Middle East without Zionism will be a major power, a major power in the world. That's the reason why they got rid of Gaddafi. That's why they got rid of Saddam Hussein. That's why they're bombing Afghanistan constantly. They're bombing Yemen because they don't want these countries to be to develop and become a major force bigger than the United States. You know, the United States. Oh my God! You should see programs about the United States. You know, this guy cares too much about what is going on outside his country than what is going on in his country. And now it's a dictatorship. Obviously, they got these people from ICE, you know, going around arresting everyone, and even North American people, inhabitants of that country are being arrested in suspicions that they are illegally living there. You know, the whole bunch are illegal. What's the matter with you people? The only legal people there are the natives. Wake up! You know, why you? If it wasn't for the foreigners, you know, who actually built the bloody country, you know, it wouldn't be no country. You know, they would be just a nice, peaceful, relaxing, loving society of native people who will be running their own business, who they'll be making their own decisions about their land, about the country, and how they run their economy, and how they do everything. But the invaders turned up. No wonder now they support the Israelis, the Zionists, because they did the same. They did the same. You know, they went to the United States, you know, they massacred tribes and nations, you know, native nations. And now these people in Gaza, they're doing the same. So no surprise there. No surprise there at all. Anyway, one more time, you know, remember that on the 8th, which is Wednesday, if you want to go to the Sergito's house, you can go to Gun Road in Glitless. I'm sure you when you get there, I haven't got the number here right now, but I'm sure you get to Gun Road, Gaunt Road in Glitless, okay? You're going to see lots of people there. You're going to find out straight away where this place is, his house. Unfortunately, I don't have the number here, but it's Gun Road, okay? And then 2 p.m. service at Upper Knoll Natural Burial Ground in Drumfield, S18 4BD. And then after that, Upper 3 until late, Celebration of Life at the Corporation, Sheffield S1, with live music from Grupo Luma, Dan Milson, Rob Binney, and a special open mic hosted by the legendary Stephen Delaney. Okay, amigos, let's listen to beautiful, beautiful track that I'm going to play for you, and I hope that you're going to enjoy it. Because this is the band that my compadre last saw, and he enjoyed it so much, and everyone who went to see them enjoyed it so much. And this is the band, you know, that actually we are so proud of. It's our own Iyapu, all the way from Chile, the north of Chile. This is for you, compadre, and for you people out there in Latino Times land. We'll be right back.
malal, karia mule peiko. Elel muke chi malal, winyo petu ni koi fi mongen. Feipi wiye graf ni bulu, mongi leitati. Inchi ni kompuche, ni puwenei, mulfe ni mongen. Como la sombra hacia la selva se adentró, días enteros caminó con el fusil y la razón. Entre las lianas reposó, sobre las víboras cruzó, de clara pólvora vistió y a los pastores desplegó. Buscando fuerzas para hallar la libertad agonizante, ya se fue que un día cayó en la sierra el claro comandante. Su nombre ardió como un pajar y la ceniza se esparció, un viento fiero la tomó, por los caminos la llevó. Y en cada sitio de la tierra, donde por él veló un pastor, donde un obrero le leyó, y un estudiante le escuchó, y un campesino le siguió, creció el silencio ante su nombre, y así es que vuelve a combatir el Che en la lucha de los hombres. Él es tal vez un muerto más, pero su rayo relumbró cuando la ráfaga cortó su sangre en dos lagos iguales. El mes de octubre se trizó como un volcán o un vidrio azul. La inquieta América escondió su fría furia de metal. Y de la sierra al litoral abrió el dolor su flor amarga, y en un asombro su final, y es la batalla que se alarga. Pastor de la sierra, iré. Hasta la victoria.
quiere que le cantemos? ¿Cuál quiere que le cantemos? ¿Cuál quiere que le cantemos?
Right. I hope that the boys are not falling asleep then, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, well, things had to be said, okay? So forgive me if I went on for too long. And, well, that's what happens when you got a sentiment, you know, and feelings, you know what I mean? I know it's all right. You want the music? Okay, I'll play the music, guys. Don't worry about it. No worries, man. Here we go. And you know what I'm going to play right now? This is a singer, Silvio Rodriguez, right, who has just been to Chile and did a few concerts. You know, Silvio Rodriguez is a very, very famous troubadour, you know, from Cuba. And he made a lot of the lyrics for some of our folk music of Chile, some of the folky groups. So yeah, here we go with Silvio Rodriguez, and thank you, Silvio, for visiting Chile. Don't ever forget our countryman. We welcomed you during the Salvador Allende government, welcomed you with open arms, you know, so please do not forget how welcoming Chileans and the country of Chile is.
Ojalá que las hojas no te toquen el cuerpo cuando caigan. para que no las puedas convertir en cristal. Ojalá que la lluvia deje de ser milagro que baja por tu cuerpo. Ojalá que la luna pueda salir sin ti. Ojalá que la tierra no te bese los pasos. Ojalá se te acabe la mirada constante, la palabra precisa, la sonrisa perfecta. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, una luz cegadora, un disparo de nieve. Ojalá por lo menos que me lleve la muerte para no verte tanto, para no verte siempre, en todos los segundos, en todas las visiones. Ojalá que no pueda tocarte ni en canciones. Ojalá que la aurora no dé gritos que caigan en mi espalda. Ojalá que tu nombre se le olvide a esa voz. Ojalá las paredes no retengan tu ruido de camino cansado. Ojalá que el deseo se vaya atrás de ti. A tu viejo gobierno de difuntos y flores. Ojalá se te acabe la mirada constante, la palabra precisa, la sonrisa perfecta. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, una luz cegadora, un disparo de nieve. Ojalá por lo menos que me lleve la muerte para no verte tanto, para no verte siempre, en todos los segundos, en todas las visiones. Ojalá que no pueda tocarte ni en canciones. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, una luz cegadora, un disparo de nieve. Ojalá por lo menos que me lleve la muerte para no verte tanto, para no verte siempre, en todos los segundos, en todas las visiones. Ojalá que no pueda tocarte ni en canciones.
Ese beso entregado al aire es para ti, fruta que has de comer mañana. Guarda la semilla porque estoy en él y hazme crecer en una tierra lejana si me llevas contigo. Prometo ser ligero como la brisa y decirte al oído secretos que harán brotar tu risa. Esos ojos detrás del cristal son dos negros cautivos cruzando el mar. Por la noche estaré solo en la selva. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Esperando a que vuelvas y me llevas contigo. Prometo ser ligero como la brisa y decirte al oído secretos que harán brotar tu risa. Thank you.
Yo tengo un pensamiento vagabundo y voy a seguir tus pasos por el mundo, aunque tú ya no estás aquí. Te sentiré por la materia que me une a ti, por la materia que me une a ti, por la materia que me une a ti.
Semilla negra,
alcanzaremos la orilla,
semilla negra,
en nuestra barca de sueño,
semilla negra,
alcanzaremos la orilla,
semilla negra,
en nuestra barca de sueño,
semilla negra,
plantaremos la semilla,
semilla negra,
por una tierra sin dueño.
Perdu, que horas son mi corazón,
que voy a hacer, yo no sé, no sé.
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
Solo un ladrón me ha robado tus besos, nada. dejado sin cesos y sin libertad. Y ahora estoy atrapado como prisionero en esta soledad. Ay, corazón, corazón enfermo. Ay, corazón, corazón enfermo. Corazón herido, corazón herido de resentimiento. Corazón atado, corazón atado de un mal sentimiento. Corazón herido, corazón herido de resentimiento. Corazón atado, corazón atado de un mal sentimiento. Corazón, corazón enfermo. Ay, corazón, corazón enfermo. Corazón herido de resentimiento. Corazón atado de un mal sentimiento. Corazón herido de resentimiento. Corazón atado de un mal sentimiento. El sonido inconfundible, Danzonera Discussion Club. Esto va para ti, mami. ¿Cómo sufro?
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I've got a few minutes left, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I hope that you're going to tune in again on Monday from 5 till 7. And yes, and I hope to see you on Wednesday. I'll see you, everyone, on Wednesday. Love one another and free Palestine, and keep my hard-working amigo in your hearts.
Con esto, porque el acordeón es patrón, lo que le da leñas al fogón. Las mujeres solteras están de coquetas y calentas. Quiere que le puya el colín, eso regálale un paquete de ese swing.
Donde quiera que llega le grita a la gente.
Ya llegó el tigre sabanero.
sabanero.
Y camina por la calle, le grita a la gente.
Ese es el tigre sabanero.
Cuando llega la cumbiamba, le grita a la gente.
Ya llegó el tigre sabanero.
Si se paran las esquinas, le grita a la gente.
Ese es el tigre sabanero.